Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Y'all hear right before we came on the air this morning, Sean Pendergast was talking about voting for All-Stars.
Yes, I heard him mention it, and that's my bad because I should have mentioned that as well. All-Star, the first ballot, level of balloting has opened up for All-Stars. So if you want to get in there and vote for, I don't know, who are the reasonable people to vote for? Peña, Paredes for sure. Hunter Brown.
Myers.
Hunter Brown. Whoo! I waited until third to mention Hunter Brown. Someone's going to get me for that. Myers, if you would be so inclined.
Hey, why not? Here's my confession, though. So Sean Pendergast said something that I think may or may not be true. But either way, it's kind of bad.
What?
He said he voted for Christian Walker.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. If he voted for Christian Walker out of being, you know, a great fan.
Houston.
Houston guy.
Ace-time.
Great fan and all
Hold
that.
Hold it down.
That's kind of a disgrace.
A disgrace? That's what these are made for.
It's a fan voting, right?
It's the fan voting.
So you can vote 5 times a day until, like, what, the 1st of July or something?
Oh, are you the dude who takes your vote really seriously?
No, Sean brought that up, that he votes 5 times a day.
No, I know, but I'm saying, yeah. Like...
No, I don't.
You don't vote at all?
I'll vote once.
No, but I'm saying, just more importantly, like, the dude who goes, hey, this is All-Star voting. I feel like there's two types of voters. Maybe there are more, but in this instance, I'm only thinking about two. The person who goes, this is my team, and all the dudes on my team who are available to be voted for are getting voted for, point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other person that goes, I'm going to vote for who I actually think is like all of this, you know, my team or whatever, be damned.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll give a little deference to the guys on my team that I think like are valid. But like, hey, maybe the guy that I like, Christian Walker, because I think that's in your space right now. Yeah. Was he hitting 202, 212, something
Dude,
like
that's
that?
That's the thing.
maybe I'm going to get to that space.
I get what you're saying, and fans are going to vote for, hey, those are my guys.
Yeah.
You're voting for Christian Walker? You're voting for Christian Walker?
Great dude, you know.
Okay.
Great dude. Solid bald head.
Awesome.
You know.
Yeah.
Wears the number 8 really well.
No Pretty offense to Christian Walker.
Defense.
Christian Walker wouldn't vote for Christian Walker.
My question is, did he vote for Jose Abreu at some point?
Ooh. Well,
that's a great point.
I'll
Maybe
send
that's
him a text.
Yeah, we'll get with him.
I'll send him a text. Oh, wow. From the 346. See, I love this. This is the level of shamelessness that I'm asking for, as I am the person on this show who said we need to bring back shame. Again, deal with it. From the 346, they said they voted for Maldi last year and voted for him a lot. So.
A lot.
So. Oh, you voting for Gusto?
Oh, come on, man.
With all due respect, that sounded really bad. Yeah. That sounded like I was being real mean to Ryan Gusto. My bad, dog. Keep holding it down. I'm proud of you.
Come on, man.
Somebody said people should do the most ridiculous thing and vote for all Rockies. Hey, that is a Rockies team that won their series. Did they sweep, actually?
First time. First series they won. I don't know if they swept.
I didn't check. Yeah. I didn't check and see what they did last night. They got a couple of wins, at least. Shout out to the Rockies.
Are they in double-digit wins now?
They are in double-digit wins now. They are. I think they have 11 or 12 wins. Yeah, they swept the Marlins.
How about
on
that?
On the road.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean,
they
it's the
need
Marlins,
to fire the Marlins
still.
Coach. He needs to get fired. Whoever gets swept by the Rockies should be fired. I don't give a damn what team you are. Yeah. You could be the Yankees.
Not only did you get swept
Aaron
by the
Boone, you out of there if you get swept by the damn Rockies.
Not only did you get swept by the Rockies, you got swept by the Rockies at sea level, right? Like, this is not in Colorado where the ball fly out.
On your turf?
Mm-hmm. They came to your house.
They slept with your wife.
All right. What are you going to do about it? All right, I will actually borrow a confession here because Ocho on the text line. Again, the text line is 713-572-4610. Ocho said his confession is that he used an HEB partner card from a friend who works at HEB to buy groceries because I guess this month they get a discount. And he said that he saved $23. And my confession is I don't think I could actually do that.
I don't think I could.
Because I feel... I'm pretty sure that's
what's a partner card. I never
for them for employees.
I'm guessing it's like an employee discount. That's okay. What I'm assuming.
That person could get fired, man.
Like, groceries feels like something I would not do unless that person was there and they gave me the hookup. Like they was at the register, like boop boop. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah.
But the idea that like, hey, just take my card, you get the discount. That feels like something I wouldn't. And I'm not saying I would never use the employee discount. Far from it. Like I'll use the employee discount.
I was wondering. I'm like, how you feel about employee discount? Period.
But what like, I'm saying this is, this one feels just a little bit off.
I wouldn't do it because I'd be worried about that person getting axed.
Right.
You know. That's why I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just kind of curious because if it was a different situation where, let's say, Foot Locker, it was an employee discount card at Foot Locker, y'all wouldn't use the card to get some new sneakers for the low?
If an employee at Foot Locker gave that to me to use?
Yeah, he said, here, you can use mine.
Oh,
you good?
Man, that's risky. You're talking about somebody
else's there?
Job.
That's the thing. I feel like I need that person to be there.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I feel like it's a little more common, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a thing. I don't think it's like a credit card, like you're using somebody else's credit, like the company credit card or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that getting older has also like mellowed me because I feel like when I was younger and maybe had just a little bit less money, it's like, hey, we discount. Discount is a discount.
Man, I know people would be using other people's food stamps.
Yeah.
Hey, just take my card. Give me $50 and you can spend $100.
Yeah, so 346, they said, my little brother works there. I'm taking it when he's on the clock. Yeah, but if he's on the clock, though.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
I
feel like we're really, because in my mind, and maybe I'm just, like, I'm way too much caught up in the idea of living in a surveillance state or what have you. Like, in my mind, they can go check the logs and be like, you wasn't even here. How was you using your discount at that time? Like, that's the thing that I'm worried about. That they'll be like, well, we got to call you into the office because clearly something is amiss here. And all of a sudden, someone's gone because I wanted to get 15 cents off my tortillas
or
something.
Man. Yeah, I feel like
it's a little more common than what we think.
It probably
where
is.
It's probably they probably look the other way a little bit. They probably like, all right, as long as you on the clock.
Yeah.
And if your mother or sister come in,
sure.
Yeah, you could use the card or something like
Although
that.
Although maybe some people obviously HEB is huge. I'm sure there's a lot of people who got family or friends that got the partner card and from the 713, I'm not sure if this is exactly what you mean, but they said, I use my father-in-law's card all the time. If you mean the HEB one, this is the thing that will get me off this ledge, though. If plenty of people are like, actually, it's cool. We all do it. I'd be like, all right, let's go get this 25% off.
That might change the map a little bit.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I got to confess this, man. I think, so everybody have something to say about Travis Hunter and him getting married to the woman he was with and all that stuff. But I feel like this is a little pathetic to me, man.
Oh, so wow, pathetic. Wow, yeah. That's a strong word.
Yeah. So I
say, like asinine.
Yeah. What's up, PC?
Yeah.
But I seen this from, I guess it's a celebrity divorce attorney named James Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
He is offering free prenup agreements to the entire 2025 NFL draft, pretty much because he felt like Travis Hunter, he don't want anybody to follow Travis right. Hunter's footsteps as far as being with that girl. I want to say her name is Leanna.
Mm-hmm.
And reportedly, they don't have a prenup. Mm-hmm. I feel like this guy's being pathetic with this, man.
Pathetic is a lot there, though.
Yeah, I just don't understand what's the purpose of all this. And look, I'm the first person to say I don't really care for this relationship. And he kind of, it seemed like Travis is sipping a little simp juice to me, yeah. In my personal opinion.
Hey, yo.
But I just, look, man, like doing all of this, man, I feel like it's a little too much.
Yeah,
man.
But let's talk about the reality now. Now, I'm not saying they should all go with him, but they should all consider it. Go back and think of every wife and girlfriend video on draft night and where that guy is now and who he's with.
But what? But see, that's my
it
point.
It happens.
But see, that's my point too. Why are we using Travis Hunter as the face?
Forget Travis
of
Hunter.
Like
just
this,
like, look at Russell Wilson. You know, no, look at some of these others that have.
But let's not sit here and use Travis Hunter as the face prenup.
I'll go with you on
and
that.
I just don't like him using example.
Okay.
Like, dog, this been happening for years. Yeah.
Agreed.
Man.
Strong.
Yeah. So I just don't like that look of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it weird that is this Jimmy Sexton? Like, is this?
I don't know.
Because I heard James Sexton, James. And I was like, yeah. "Are there more? Is there more than one Jimmy Sexton?
We
got a lot of Jimmy Sextons out here."
So, yeah. Is I guess he like some type of attorney?
He
like
might be related. Celebrity. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, Reggie, I want you to look at my email that I'm going to show you here in a second. So, one of my confessions yesterday was about getting really, 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 really close to getting hacked. Right?
Oh, here he go.
That was yesterday.
You know what? He's turning this confession into, can I get tech support? All right, I will check and see if it's a scam
now,
or not.
No, look at the email I got today.
That is also a scam, yes.
No, it's not. This one is legit. So yesterday I almost got, well, it was the day before, but I talked about almost getting hacked. This morning, Figgy, I get an email from McAfee, legit, because I had an account with them, you know, whatever they call that.
Oh, the security the McAfee. Security. I thought you were talking about Pat McAfee.
No, from McAfee.
Pat McAfee's like, I got you, bro.
2 days after.
Here you go, bro.
You may have been at risk. You might no longer be secure. Would you like to renew your membership?
That's right. That's right. They said,
I don't know, bro.
Bad timing, bro. That's not the best timing in the world.
No, I would say that's the best time. Because
I'm going to buy it.
Exactly.
I'm going to renew. Yeah.
That's why it's the great time. And they were like, hey, man. We see that your house got broken into.
Yeah.
You need a little security?
Yeah.
We can help you out. That is exactly. Hey,
sure that's real?
That's information I could have used
that is,
Tuesday.
Hey, yeah. Man, that is a good question.
You sure is that real?
No, this was real. This was real.
Last one they came through.
What did the email say? Do it say at Gmail?
It said
McAfee support at gmail.com?
No. it's legit McAfee.
In the fine print, it's like, yeah, but make sure that you sign up on your computer, on your laptop, though.
I'm like,
don't sign up on your phone.
I'm like, really? You might have been at risk? You might no longer be secure? Thanks.
I'm with Figgy. This is the next level of the scam. They were like, you figured out the first level. Let's go to the second level. We'll send you the scam blocker, thinking that it's the scam blocker, yeah. But actually it's the
scam.
And
we're going to get something out of the deal.
So we're going to try to get them the first time. Let's go to level two now.
See, I would actually respect it. Like, you can have my money if you go through, like, the triple level. If you're playing 4D chess in order to get this scam going, like, all right, shout out to you.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are our lunchtime. What a weird lunchtime confession we just put together there, huh? But yes, those were indeed the Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Coming up next, it is a Thursday, and we will be doing a little buy or sell as we do on Thursdays. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610 if you want to get involved. Let's do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.